Today, the U.S. Postal Service released a list of more than 3,000 post offices it's considering closing. They're in almost every state, from Supai, Arizona, to Grassy Creek, North Carolina, to Grand Rapids, Michigan. Postmaster General Patrick Donahue said the move was brought on by changing customer needs.
As the volume continues to drop off, and especially profitable volume like first-class mail, and we have to do things differently.
Postmaster Donahue pointed out that many people already satisfy their postal needs at places like grocery stores, office supply stores, and self-service kiosks. Well, today's news got us thinking, what might become of all those post office buildings that will end up vacant? And that question led us to Sarah Belhassen. She's a family physician in Paintsville, Kentucky, and she joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Now, we've called on you because you actually live in an old post office building there in Paintsville. Tell us about how the post office wound up becoming your home. Was this a post office that you used to visit a lot?
Yes. This was my childhood post office growing up. I would visit there with my mother on a pretty regular basis, and we would buy stamps and mail letters and just generally visit with other people in the town and the neighborhood and catch up. And one day I was, after having grown up and gone to medical school and moved back home, I was in search of a home, and I was driving down the street, and there was a for sale sign out in front of my post office. So I couldn't resist. I had to call the number and inquire.
Now, we should say that your post office turned residence was featured in the magazine This Old House a few years ago, and I've had a chance to look at the pictures, and all I can say is, wow.
Oh, thank you.
Tell us about some of the discoveries that you made when you started the renovation.
Well, I did a lot of the early demolition, clearing out just on my own, just me by myself going over there after office hours. And that was kind of, you know, my time to get to know the building, and I made a lot of discoveries then. I found a rebate check that had fallen down in between two counters from Del Monte Pineapple, addressed to someone here in town for, I think, 45 cents. Another interesting thing was a postcard. It was from the late 1950s, and it was actually a card that you could fill out and notify your family members where you were after a nuclear blast. That was kind of during the period when we were in the Cold War, and it was a means for people to let other people know they were safe after a nuclear bomb had been dropped.
Did you find any wanted posters?
We did have some wanted posters, yes. And I actually have John Dillinger's wanted poster.
My goodness.
And some far-sighted postmaster decided to keep that, I'd say, but it ended up with me.
This post office is in a coal mining town, right?
Yes.
And it's right there on the main strip. So this would have been the center of activity.
It's so interesting on so many levels because at the time that this building was built, the cornerstone was laid in 1931. Herbert Hoover was president. You know, we were in the grips of the Great Depression. And here's this huge, grand brick and marble building with marble bathroom, Kohler fixtures, and a marble shower for its employees. I mean, it's kind of something taken out of time because, you know, this building was built in our town in a time when most people didn't have running water. And then to see this marble and the terracotta tile and it just all, you know, is kind of amazing when you think about it.
It must have been a real point of pride for the people
of
Paintsville.
Yes, I'm sure it was.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Belhassen. It's been great talking to you.
Well,
thank you very much for your time.
You're very welcome.
That's Sarah Belhassen. She's a family physician and collector of Americana. She spoke to us from her office in Paintsville, Kentucky.
This is NPR News.